The scripture today comes from John, the third chapter, the first to the 10th verses. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." Jesus answered him, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of flesh is flesh, and what is born of spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I have said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "Now how can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher of Israel, yet you do not understand these things? This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God."
You may be seated. So I have this fascination that, I don't talk about it a lot, but whenever it comes on television or people around me are able to do such things, I'm trying to figure out what's going on. And that's magic tricks, right? So anytime I see a magician of some sort or someone tells me, "Oh, I know a magic trick," I'm intrigued because I'm trying to figure out how in the world are they able to do whatever trick that they're showing me or whatever trick that I see on the television or up in stage. And there was one time in particular where we were playing cards with my dad and some neighbors, and one of the gentlemen who was there was showing us this magic trick. And I sat there, and I watched, and I watched. And I asked him to do it probably 20 times, trying to figure out how in the world is he able to pull this off. Well, I figured out the magic. So much so where now I'm a magician. Y'all didn't know that, did you? And I'm going to prove it to you. So I've asked Ozzy to come out and help me a little bit. I'm going to show you my magic trick. So Ozzy, I want you to... This is a normal deck, correct? There are no trick cards, you know?
So, yeah.
Okay. And he does not know what he's doing. I just asked him earlier if he would help me. All right. So now I will shuffle them. Okay. You ready? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this deck and I'm going to go like that. And I want you to just put your finger and stop it, okay? Okay. Now, I'm going to be able to guess which card Ozzy stopped on. You ready? So I think it is the 10 of diamonds. All right? You ready?
Okay.
It is the 10 of diamonds. Do you believe that I could do it again?
We're in church, so yeah. I think that's the right answer.
Okay. Well, we'll prove it one more time, okay? We'll do it one more time. Okay. Okay, I think it's the Queen of Hearts this time. It's the Queen of Hearts.
Figured it out.
No, you didn't. It's magic. Go away.
Figured it out.
See, so I learned some magic in that time. And magic continually, it astonishes me because I sit there and I look. And I'm trying to figure out what the answer is. How possibly could this happen? There's got to be a logical explanation because I'm logical. And as I was reading the scripture and thinking about Nicodemus, Nicodemus is coming to Christ, a Pharisee, a teacher of Israel, and having this conversation with Christ. Having this conversation where Jesus says you have to be born again. And we see how Nicodemus kind of responds. He responds in questions. Because in Nicodemus's mind, in his expectation of life, he understands that you are in your mother's womb, that you were born, and then you, at some point, go back into the world and pass. And so this idea of being born again, he could not comprehend. He struggled. He struggled, even though he is one of these teachers of Israel, who's supposed to know the Jewish faith at the time so well, but yet in this conversation with Christ, he struggled because Christ was going against the expectations that he has of how life should work. And see, we all have expectations. In our head, we know of, or we think we know how a certain event should go, or how our lives should go, or even how this worship service should go. We have a habit, a pattern, an understanding. Then why is it that Nicodemus couldn't get past that expectation, that understanding of being born, but yet having to be born again through water and spirit, as Christ talks about right here? See, what Nicodemus was missing in that moment, and if you continue to read on through the next couple of verses, you see how Jesus will answer Nicodemus in talking about how Christ, we are born again through Christ, through the Son of God. But yet, prior to Jesus really just laying it out there for Nicodemus, even though Nicodemus went at night to go find the Son of God and to talk to the Son of God, and recognizing that Jesus had done all of these miracles and that there was something special about Christ, he still couldn't figure it out. He couldn't figure out that the born again, the way that we are born again, the key to it all was standing right in front of him. Christ, God, Holy Spirit, we are led through all of those. We are called. And at times, when we have those callings, when we hear those voices of where we should be going, we think to ourselves, okay, well, it'll go like this. Done. Or that our gifts are meant for a certain purpose, but really, that understanding that we have, that expectation that we have, is not what it is. That's not necessarily where God is moving us. And if we go in with those expectations, those understandings, those reasonings within our head, trying to think logically of where God is leading or how God is working in us, sometimes we're going to miss the answer right in front of us. Just like Nicodemus. We're going to miss how God really is working in our lives, where God is leading, and what God is really calling us to do. And at times it is going to be uncomfortable, it is going to make no sense. We're going to wonder, why in the world is God asking me to do this? Why in the world is God leading me to this? But yet, those are the moments where we see God most clearly. Those are the times where we understand and we grow deeper with God. When God reveals God's self, where Christ is working in those moments, and where Christ continues to lead us and work through us. Because the answer that Nicodemus didn't comprehend in these verses, and that Jesus had to lay it out there, is that we're born again through the Son of Man, the Son of God, the Messiah. And Nicodemus, in the back of his mind, he knew the answer. Why else would he be going to talk to Jesus and to figure out all of these answers and to ask and say, you know, you're the one that has done all these miracles. There's something special about you. And to have this conversation. He knew the answer. It was right in front of him. But he had to take out that understanding, those expectations of human birth, what he had always known, to understand what Jesus was really talking about. That Jesus was not talking about being born as a baby, coming out into the world physically once again, but that being born through the Spirit, being born through Christ. And so for us to remember that Christ is the driving force, that it's important for us to be able to openly hear where Christ is leading us, how Christ is communicating towards us, and knowing that Christ is working in front of us, even when we don't understand or when our expectations are challenged. And sometimes that's where we hear Christ the most, where we understand the best, where we grow, so that we can continue to help others know of what it means to be born again, what it means to truly be followers of Christ. So as we're in this time of preparation, as we're in this time of Lent, let us be open. Let us be open to letting our understandings, our expectations of life, our expectations of God, and where God's leading us, let us be open to let God work through us in situations and ways that we may not have ever imagined, but that we're truly going to God with an open heart, open ears, open eyes, and that we don't miss Christ in those moments, just like Nicodemus missed that Christ was the key to being born again. So, Ozzy, come here. Let's see if he got it right. How did I do that magic trick?
So if I am correct, I do believe that the card you knew was on the bottom of it, and you had your finger on top of it.
That is correct. It was right in front of him. It was right in front of me in that moment when my dad's friend was doing that trick, is just subtly watching him look at the bottom card each and every time before someone put their finger and he grabbed it. It took me 20, 40, I don't know how many times to understand that, but it was right in front of me the whole time. But I was focused on if it was a trick deck, whether he was putting a card in his sleeve. I was looking at everything else but him and how that trick was happening. See, we look around for all the answers and we miss where God is actually leading. Let us pray. Merciful, loving God, we just thank you. We thank you how you continually work in our lives. We thank you how through you, through Christ, that we are born again. and how you continually call us. And so, Lord, help us in order that we may break down our understanding, break down our expectations, and truly listen to where you are calling, to where you are leading, how you are working through us. Let us be open to truly seeing the answers of where Christ is moving in our lives, so that we don't miss an opportunity to grow, to love, and to share that hope. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.